halfway through the fall semester of this new school year, and maybe you and your kid underestimated the difficulty and the amount of homework he or she is bringing. How do you revitalize your homework strategy midstream?
Joining us now to talk about it, Ann Dolan, former public school teacher and president of Educational Connections Tutoring. Ann, great to have you back. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
So here it is, end of quarter exam time for a lot of students to go along with all the homework. How does mom or dad help without becoming helicopter parents?
Well, it's a tricky thing, but instead of trying to tackle everything at once, take an issue at a time. For example, if your child is stuck on a math problem, you've really got three options. You can say, here's how you do it, honey, solve it like this. Or you could say, this is your homework, not mine. I already went to fifth grade. Or you could say, is there an example in your book? Or is there a similar problem in your notes? And the third choice is always the best one. And it works for just about any problem your child faces.
Well, that would be, I'd imagine, because you're encouraging your kid to learn how to do it by him or herself.
That's right. You really want to empower your child to be independent when it comes to homework. So if you say, this is how you do it, your child will inevitably say, well, that's not how Mrs. Brown told us to do it. And if you say, this is your homework, not mine, your child may feel dejected and could give up without really persevering. But if you encourage him or her to seek out examples, you're really fostering resilience so that he can help himself out in the future if he gets stuck.
Now, from your standpoint, how much should parents be involved with homework?
When kids are young, you know, first, second, third grade, they're just going to need more hand-holding because they don't yet have the fortitude to start and finish homework without some adult guidance. But by fourth grade or so, a good rule of thumb is to help your child get started and then to walk away. And let him or her know that you'll be in the other room if help is needed, but it really isn't necessary to micromanage homework.
You know, there's a real quandary for some parents because many kids are using computers for their homework, and as soon as a parent leaves the room, they've got something else up there and nothing's getting done.
It's so true. You know, it's not uncommon for kids to appear to be toiling for hours over an assignment that should take 45 minutes. And I call these kids Super Bowl kids. You know, it's kind of like the Super Bowl. It's on for 3 hours, but they're actually only playing the game for an hour. And so frequently, it's technology that is distracting our Super Bowl kids.
Well, how do you know you have a Super Bowl kid?
You know, you always know when you walk by your child and all of a sudden, whoop, the screen is minimized very quickly into the corner. That's when you have a Super Bowl child and there's more going on than homework. And so you really want to be sure that the computer is in a public place so that you can monitor what your child is doing. And I also love the idea of using a timer. You know, setting it for 10, 20 minutes at a pop really helps kids to focus. They often do far better in short bursts of time than long, drawn-out periods of time.
Any other strategy for parents who just see their kids not getting it done?
Well, it's important to focus on the process over the product. And so often, you know, we want A's, we want B's, and we're focusing more on grades. And you really need to take a step back and think, okay, what does my child need to get there? And so often it's a routine of when they even start homework. Kids far and away, because of the so much technology in their lives, they tend to procrastinate more than ever. So setting a start time and in terms of when homework should actually start, which is usually before dinner, is always a very positive first step.
All right, Ann, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks,
mm-hmm.
Ann.
Ann Dolan, former public school teacher, president of Educational Connections Tutoring.